there's a lot of people out there in the workforce that have experience and expertise. They are now idle. And the challenge is to get that experience and expertise back into companies. And companies have been starved of resources because of the recession and because they haven't cut their cloth to measure. So we put these two elements together for the benefit of the individual, get them reactivated back into a working situation with the potential to gain full-time employment, and to the benefit of the organisation who need resources to move their business forward.
What safeguards do you have in place to ensure that a company isn't effectively availing itself of free labour, availing itself of free access to skills and resources with no intention whatsoever of providing any job at the end of it?
That's a very important question. And there's a number of safeguards. The first thing is that no company can just say, I want a resource and it is assigned to them. The company has to define a specific project. The other part in the process is that the individual can accept or reject a placement that is offered to them. And also, throughout the placement process, there's an external mentor assigned to the individual, not to the company, but assigned to the individual to support them through their actual work placement. And what we're finding, actually, is with the program up and running, a number of companies are coming to us 2 months into it and saying, listen, we're going to turn this into a job. So there is an actual, a real tangible opportunity. It's early days yet. This program has only been up and running since July, but we're looking at a run rate of around the 20% now is coming across the line that they're progressing into full-time positions.